This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gopak. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Bhushan Awards at the Civil Investiture Ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu and Bharatanatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramaniam. Padma Vibhushan Award will be given to Bindeshwar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakrabarty and singer Usha Uthup will receive the Padma Bhushan Award. The other Padma Bhushan awardees include philanthropist Dr. Sitaram Jindal, cardiologist Dr. Tejas Madhusudan Patel and former Uttar Pradesh Governor Ram Naik. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri for the exceptional and distinguished service. With only 2 days left for campaigning to end for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls, top leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and road shows in favor of their candidates. 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this second phase on coming Friday. Today is the last date of withdrawal of candidature for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls. A total of 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of next month. All 26 parliamentary seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh will go to polls in this phase. Besides 8 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 7 seats of Chhattisgarh, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each in Assam and West Bengal, 2 seats each in Goa and Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. In Manipur, the reef polling at 11 polling stations spread across Imphal East and Imphal West districts under Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency is going on smoothly. The poll percentage till 11 a.m. is 37.54%. The returning officer of the Inner Manipur Parliamentary Constituency said that incidents of violence, riots and proxy voting were reported in these 11 polling stations during the voting on April 19 in the first phase polls of the Lok Sabha election 2024 and requested for re-polling. In Arunachal Pradesh, fresh polls will be held in 8 polling stations of 4 assembly constituencies on Wednesday till this week for the parliamentary and assembly elections. The Election Commission of India has declared the polling held on 19 of this month as these polling stations for parliamentary and assembly elections as void and fixed a new day for fresh poll. In the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held on April 26 on 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh. This include the important seats of Baghpat. On this seat, Samajwadi Party has fielded Amarpal Sharma from INDI Alliance, while on the NDA side, Rashtriya Lok Dal RLD, which has made Raj Kumar Sangwan its candidate. Bahujan Samaj Party has fielded Praveen Baisla. The Supreme Court today ordered the medical termination of pregnancy of a 14-year-old rape survivor from Maharashtra. The pregnancy is almost in its 28th week. The court asked the dean of Lokmanya Tilak Hospital in Mumbai to set up a team of doctors. The state government has agreed to take care of all the expenses and medical needs. The apex court's order came after a recommendation of a medical team which said the continuation of the pregnancy would affect the physical and emotional well-being of the minor. The doctors had recommended that a certain degree of risk was attached to the medical termination of the pregnancy, but the threat to her life was not higher than delivery at full term. A bench led by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur and Justice J.B. Pardiwala heard the case of the pregnant minor as a priority. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.